Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus king of Persia, a matter was revealed to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar, and the matter is true. Now there was intense warfare, and he understood the matter, and he had understanding in the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. I did not eat appetizing food, and neither meat nor wine came to my mouth, and I did not anoint myself at all, until 3 full weeks had elapsed. And on the 24th day of the first month, when I was on the side of the great river, that is the Hiddekel, I lifted up my eyes and I looked, and what I saw was a man clothed in fine linen, whose waist was girded with fine gold from Uphaz. And his body was like the Tarshish gemstone, and his face had the appearance of lightning, and his eyes were like torches of fire, and his arms and his feet had the gleam of polished copper, and the sound of his speech was like the sound of a crowd. And I, Daniel, on my own, saw the vision, but the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great fear fell on them, and they fled so as to hide. And I remained on my own, and I saw this great vision. But I didn't have any strength left, and my radiance turned into pallor, and I didn't retain any strength. But I heard the sound of his speech, and when I heard the sound of his speech, while I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground, it so happened that a hand touched me, and made my knees and hands tremble. And he said to me, Daniel, greatly beloved man, understand the words which I am speaking to you, and stand at your station, for I have been sent to you now. And as he spoke these words to me, I stood up, trembling. And he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for ever since the first day when you set your heart on understanding things and submitting yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come in answer to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Then what happened was that Michael, one of the foremost princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the last days, for the vision was for many days yet. And as he spoke with me about these things, I faced the ground and became mute. And behold, someone in the likeness of the sons of Adam touched my lips. And I opened my mouth, and I spoke and said to the one standing opposite me, My Lord, at the vision pangs of pain came over me, and I did not retain any strength. For how can a servant of my Lord here speak with my Lord here, when for my part, from that moment, no strength has remained in me, and no breath has been left in me? Then the one in the likeness of a man touched me again, and strengthened me, and he said to me, Do not fear, greatly beloved man, peace to you, become stronger and stronger. And as he spoke with me, I gained strength, and I said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. And he said, Do you know why I have come to you? And now I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and as I go, look, the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is recorded in the scripture of truth, and there is not one gathering strength with me concerning these things, except Michael, your prince.